Hi, I'm Tuce. I'm from Germany, and I'm a Coldplay fan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Cold Talks, episode 4. Hello, everybody. I'm Rodrigo, your host for this podcast, and happy Music of the Spheres release week. It has been so long already. It started in May. We are in October. It happened. Oh my God. And well, I have two things to talk about now before I talk about the proper guest and the proper episode. First of all, next week we're going to have a very special episode because, well, it's going to be the first episode after the actual release of Music of the Spheres. So, well, you can wait for something very nice and something very fun. Something that I hope that you guys feel involved on participating. Because the construction of this next week episode is being something so nice for me. It's going to have a lot of people involved and lots of guests. Lots of people that you have already listened here and lots of people that you haven't. So, I mean, I hope you like it as much as I am enjoying to produce it. So be sure to follow us in the platform that you're listening, not to miss the new episode that comes on October 20th if everything goes right. Also, be sure to follow me on social media. We are at Cold Talks Pod on Twitter and Instagram. I think we can have very nice interactions in there. So I'm giving you some time to pause this podcast and open Instagram, open Twitter, and follow my account because, well, I'm always posting about Coldplay, especially on Twitter. That was where this podcast was born. So I hope that we can interact there. And if you want to be a part of the podcast, please DM me or send me an email for codetalkspodcast@gmail.com telling me a bit of your story with the band. Maybe we can work this out. While saying that, I also need to comment about Music of the Spheres War Tour! Finally, we're going to have a tour, guys! After 2 years of pandemics, we deserve a war tour, right? Well, we don't know by the time I'm recording this. The only thing that we have is a Coldplay post with the video on in the Mexican stadium, I guess. Yes, it is a Mexican stadium. But there are some stadiums in Latin America that are projecting the image of the world tour. And I'm very excited. I really want to have Coldplay live. Please, Coldplay, come to Latin America. We are waiting for you. And come to everywhere of the world, right? There are so many places. I mean, New York and some other places of the United States, Europe. Those are some continents and some cities that have already experienced Music of the Spheres live, but not as a tour. So I really hope that everyone now has the chance after 2 years of pandemic to see their favorite band live. It's going to be awesome. Well, going to the actual episode now. Today we have Tuce. She's from Germany and she's the loveliest. She's amazing. I hope that you like it. I was commenting to her and to some other friends the other day while editing this episode how this podcast is starting to be strangely predicting the future. I mean, there are some things that we talked about in this episode. We didn't even have, like, we recorded this some months ago. We didn't even have the My Universe official announcement. We have basically nothing, guys. So we only had like the official announcement of the album Coloratura and Higher Power. That's what we had by the time. And we made some predictions into the future, just like we did in the episode with Haley. So, I mean, bring in the fortune, Will. We are starting to predict the future and I'm not complaining at all. Coldplay, if you want to confirm some things that we have predicted and we don't even know yet, you are welcome to be here in the podcast. I don't know. Who knows? But, well, I think I have talked too much. Coldplay, Tuce, release week. Here we go.
Music.
are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Pretty fine too. Wow, it's very nice to have you here. You're the first German I have in here.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me.
I really like to have people from all around the world. We were talking before we begin because I think that it's something very nice, the fact that Coldplay is a band that talks to people from literally anywhere in the world. So
yeah, the idea is a nice way to connect.
Yes, and we have a way to connect. Like, I don't know you. So from some minutes ago, I was asking how to pronounce your name. I don't know a thing about you. And I'm sorry about that. But I mean, we have something so big that connect us. That is Coldplay. That is not only a band, like not only songs, but their meaning, right? What the songs
definitely.
Are saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is very nice. So can you present yourself a little bit, talk to the people, where are you from, where do you live, and those kind of things. Present yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Tuce, I'm 25 years old, I'm from Germany, but I'm actually Turkish, but I was born in Germany. Yeah, and I'm a Coldplay fan since January 2016. And on Coldplay Twitter, I am since Everyday Live, so October 2019.
Yeah. Before we actually begin the conversation, there is something that I always do with people here that is usually the hardest part on this podcast. I want to make a little Coldplay profile. That is, okay. What's your favorite album from Coldplay?
Oh, difficult, but I think it's Everyday Life and Parachutes.
And Parachutes, like the first and the last we have right now. The beginning
really,
and the end.
I mean, Parachutes is so calming, and I think it's my most streamed album.
Wow.
Because I just need it. It calms me down, and it's like a cover. It's a blanket, you know.
Yeah.
And Everyday Life is just so powerful, and it means so much to me. I don't know, for many reasons actually, because they speak about so many different things, and yeah, I felt heard, you know, because it was an Oriental Arabic thing, and I felt a big connection to that.
That's beautiful. That's very nice. Something very interesting. Always when I ask this question, I always have two answers. I always have two albums as an answer.
Yeah. And
you were
it's
an
difficult
exception.
To choose.
Because it's very difficult.
Everybody
struggles with choosing, right?
And, because every album is so great.
Yeah, all albums are just so...
And different.
Yes, and very different. In Coldplay, I mean, they're not just good albums, like good amount of songs. They're good collections. They're good in how they connect each song to each other. That's where they're good. I mean, I always joke with my friends that I don't care if Coldplay does something that is kind of, I don't know, cliche and cheesy, because I know that it's going to be a good album. If they decide to make, like, I don't know, mainstream trap music, I don't know it's going, maybe it will not be my favorite record, but it will definitely be a good one because they know how to make it.
I mean, people are talking about a Coldplay's genre and if they're pop, if they're rock, but I think their genre is just Coldplay, and it's just quality, you know. They deliver quality. It's just perfect, no matter which genre it is.
Yeah, I mean, why do we waste so much time trying to discover what is Coldplay doing and not just listening what Coldplay is doing, right?
Really, you just should vibe to their albums.
Yeah, and I mean, okay, pop music, rock music, like, we are in 2021. What is rock music on 2021? I mean, it's not the same
as different,
it was. It's totally different. It's not the same as it was on when they began making music, like on the year 2000. So you cannot compare those kind of things.
They grow so much, and you can hear that. But it's just still, I mean, it's still the old Coldplay. Yeah, because it's still good, because they still have their...
Old play is a sensitive topic.
Yeah,
definitely. Just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
But since you talked about old play and new play and those kind of things, Do you consider yourself more of an old, a new play or an old play person?
Well, my favorite albums, yeah, it's bullshit, definitely, because I mean, my favorite albums are old play and new play.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I became a fan during A Headful of Dreams, but still my favorite album is Parachute. So yeah, I don't believe in new play and old play.
Yeah. I mean, I get the difference between what Coldplay was and what Coldplay is. But I mean, isn't that just the natural way that things should flow?
Yeah, like, I agree.
And we always say, like, if you like Parachutes only, listen to Parachutes only. If you like X and Y only,
exactly.
They're just there.
Exactly. I mean, it would be boring if all albums would sound the same. I don't get the point why people still want an album like A Rush of Blood to the Head, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Imagine all 8 or 9 albums have the same sound. It would be just boring.
Completely. And I think about some bands that I used to like, and well, that I still like. But those bands, I won't like say their names here because, well, maybe some people are fans and maybe they may think that what I'm saying is offensive, but there are some bands that started together with Coldplay, like in the early 2000s, that they made that path of like having very similar albums until today, like 21 years after. And they're not just relevant. They don't make relevant albums to today. They're not bad, but I mean, they didn't change. So they couldn't communicate to new people anymore. They just communicate to their old basics of fans. So
yeah, I mean, they don't keep up with the new music industry. Like, the music industry has changed itself. And when people still stuck in 2000, they just have the same sound and people just get bored.
Yes. And I mean, it's nice. They're doing nice music. Even if Coldplay were, for example, I don't know, some people have a sort of a theory that in the future, they're going to make acoustic albums like The Wedding Album. Do you know about The Wedding Album?
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So it would be nice if it's reality someday. But I mean, they don't need to.
I don't know. Yeah, as I understood, The Wedding Album turned out to Everyday Life, or am I wrong?
Well,
I can't remember exactly, but that was a theory.
Yeah, we don't quite know that. But well, on the cover of Everyday Life, we have like on Will's drum, something like Wedding Band, right? Something like that. But yeah. I mean, The Wedding Album was supposed to come before, after Viva Vida, before Milo Xyloto, but they changed paths. And then it went to Milo. But yeah. I mean, why worry? Like, we trust our band. We trust the guy.
I mean, acoustic is just as good as normal songs. I like Coldplay acoustic.
I like that you use the word normal. It's a fun choice.
I don't know the word.
I was struggling with that too, because we cannot call Coldplay electronic music. Not all of it.
No.
So it's not like the straight opposite to acoustic, but it's difficult. As you were saying, it's Coldplay. It's just Coldplay.
Yeah. I mean, it's still acoustic because they play their own instruments and you can hear the instruments very clear, but in a great harmony. And that's what I love about Coldplay. And that's what makes it so perfect. They play, I don't know, different instruments, but it just flows all together and it just sounds amazing. And not every band can do that.
Yeah, I think one of the things that I like most about Coldplay is that we usually don't have amazing guitar solos or amazing in terms of complex, you know?
Yeah.
We don't have complex guitar solos. Sometimes we do on Major Minus. Like, Major Minus is a song for me that John is just on fire. I mean, this song is his.
I agree.
It's just his.
I agree.
But we usually don't we don't need that to make a Coldplay song. So it's, the magic is not on a member individually shining through the song. The magic is in the chemistry that they all have together. And that's why
exactly this.
Yeah, and that's why I guess that Coldplay will never leave a member. Like, we will never see someone in Coldplay leaving the band. Like we saw on
not
lots
be
of bands.
Coldplay.
Yes.
Yeah, it would not be Coldplay, it would be something else. Because, yeah, just like Chris said in the Instagram Live, his life requires Johnny Will and Guy. Yeah. But
and
for
Phil.
Us, it's Coldplay. Yeah, Coldplay is just made of the four, and it has to stay like that because Coldplay requires all four members. Or five.
Or five members. Maybe six, we don't even know. I have a theory that Coldplay has six members, but it won't reveal the last one. I don't know where did I take this from, but I have this feeling of an extra member.
It's Mackie. It's
Mackie. Yeah, maybe that's the one. Maybe that's the one.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure about that.
See, Mackie needs to be here now because we're going to interview him like a police interview. Are you the one?
That's awesome. Epic, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, he follows me on Instagram. I would be flattered to have a Coldplay member following me.
Great.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, changing topics a little bit, and maybe not, I don't know. What about live concerts? Have you ever been to a Coldplay concert?
Luckily, yes. I was just the happiest person ever. It was just poor luck. It was just the time when I started getting into Coldplay. They had the Attic Full of Dreams tour. Yeah. But I just saw that they are playing here where I live before the tickets were sold out. I checked the tickets and there was just a few tickets left somewhere up in the corner where you couldn't even see the stage, and it was very expensive. And I was a student. I was like, no, I can't afford that. I will not go. Then luckily, a few months later or a year later, they came here with Global Citizen.
Ooh.
And yeah, I won tickets, and I won like five tickets, I guess. So I brought my friends and my sister too.
Wow.
And yeah, I saw Coldplay performing with Shakira, and
yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was just a dream came true because I love Shakira too.
Wow.
And it was just amazing. I was so lucky that I had the chance again because I've missed their own tour concert, and yeah, I could go with Global Citizen. It was just amazing. Yeah.
I have a very similar story. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean, I'm from Brazil, so Latin America, and they started and finished the A Head Full of Dreams tour here in Latin America. So when they started the tour here, I wasn't able to go. I was in a very strange time of my life by that time. 2016 was not my best year, and especially the first semester that it was where they came, and it was very close to my birthday, so I was like, I need to go to this concert, it's almost my birthday, so I need to just to spend it on Coldplay.
Yeah.
But I couldn't afford it. It was the tickets were expensive, and I was like, oh, that's it. I'm a Coldplay fan since I was a little child. I mean, since I was 10.
That's cool.
I'm 23 years old today. So, I mean, I really wanted to go to a Coldplay concert since always. But then they come here at 2016 and I wasn't able to go, and I was very sad and those kind of things. But then in the next year, on November 2017, they came here and they recorded a live freaking album here. So I was like, in heaven, I have this concert that I went through just at my shelves here. I can literally grab it with my hands and watch it. So it was way more special here when they came.
So you went to the concert in
Sao
Paulo?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So it was
God,
like,
that's a dream.
That's a dream. Yes, it was. So I was very flattered
I love the Brazilian fandom. They're really crazy and so hype. And
yeah,
I really like to go to a concert in Brazil. It would be just...
It's very nice that you said that.
I don't know, I can't find words, yeah.
Yeah, it's just so nice that you said that, because I was going to say that, but then, like, Brazilians crowd, Brazilians audience are just the best. I need to say that. I'm sorry, rest of the world, but we are the best.
Yeah. And yeah, I agree.
So thank you that you said that. Maybe not sound nice if I spoke that, but since you said it, I felt free to share it too.
Yeah, I mean, on Twitter, we have so many from Brazil on Twitter. They have just the best sense of humor. And
really,
as we see in the live performance and live in Sao Paulo, mm-hmm. we can see how amazing it is. Like how amazing the crowd is.
Yeah, people here get like 100% crazy. We get crazy. When I remember when the concert started, like with the red lights on Xylobands and those kind of things, I think I never heard a loud noise as that in my entire life. I mean, people were just screaming, yeah. Terrifically screaming, and I was like, oh my god, what is going to happen? And
it's unbelievable moment.
Yes, it's just like, I can't believe this, because remember, I missed the first leg of the tour here, and I must say, by that time, not many people know that. I think that's so strange. When they began the tour here, the tour was not quite ready. They didn't have some things, like they didn't have the C stage, you know, in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
They didn't have it's not a projector. On the right and left side of the stage, yeah. they have two Flower of Life shaped yes. screens. We didn't have that in the beginning.
Oh.
So it was not the complete tour. I don't remember even if they had some fireworks, some specific fireworks. So when the tour began, it was not a complete concert like it was in the end. So I mean, it was something different when they came in the end. And I mean, the end of the tour and the beginning of the tour, in my opinion, are always the greatest ones. Because in the end, yes, they are tired, but they are like, this is going to end. We need to make the best.
I mean, the last show was just, I'm just crying. I can't listen to Up and Up live in Buenos Aires. I can't listen to it. I'm sobbing every time I listen to it.
Exactly. And then in the Buenos Aires concert, we have that speech that Chris did.
Yeah.
That he said, from now on, we'll only be full of surprises.
And
now
we're
seeing what are those surprises. And I'm like, that's just so amazing. And I remember...
He warned us.
Yes. Yes, like on 2017, they told us about something that was going to happen on 2021. Like, this is just so crazy. This is just, and I feel something so nice. I feel when I see those kind of things, I feel so lucky to be fan of a band such as Coldplay. A band that cares so much about their fans that they have not calculated, but they have planned their moves.
They think about every step. Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, like, they're giving us alien languages to decipher. And I'm just so happy about that. I was talking to a friend that he knows that I'm a big Coldplay fan. And I was talking about when Chaotica things came out and we were like just very excited. And he was like, are you really excited because of an alien language that you don't know what says? And I'm like, yes, very much.
Oh, gosh. It was just so different because no other band or no other artist do it like Coldplay. I mean, they put really their heart and soul into their music and just to make it all perfect. Like Guy said in an interview, they create a place where the song can live, you know?
Yes.
And that's just so good because you feel like you're living with them and you're a part of the plan, so you know,
part of the one big band.
And they include us. That's what I love. Like when they did the big weekend performance, they asked us for the videos and wanted us to be part of the concert, and that's just I could just cry. It's so beautiful.
On Love in Jordan too, like we sang the chorus of Orphans.
Yes.
So, yes, this is so nice. And they have like that part on a Head Full of Dreams concerts where you could ask for a song and they would just play that song. And
but they didn't. Did they?
Well, this is a sensitive topic.
I'm not very sure about that. Yeah, I've not been living in that, not living as a fan at that time, but I see people on Twitter making fun of it, like they didn't play the song people asked for. They just play it in my place.
In my place.
that's what everyone is saying.
Poor In My Place. So much hate on In My Place now. Well, what I remember saying on the concert that I've been through, they didn't play the fan request because they made a special song. We have that on the DVD when we have that on Live in Buenos Aires. They made a special song for the city they were in.
Yeah.
So that's why they didn't play it, because I mean they have the stadium for a specific amount of time. So I think they close the contract for that specific amount of time. So they cannot be there for more. So yeah. I mean that would be problem for them. So and I think they thought that they were finishing the tour. Maybe like it was a nicer movement to make and to pay homage, you know?
Definitely. I mean, the song is so nice and beautiful, and that they created the song for Sao Paulo is so sweet.
Yes, and not only Sao Paulo, they literally made a song for Sao Paulo, for Porto Alegre, that was the other concert that we have here, and for Buenos Aires. I mean,
I think that was better than the request.
Yeah, that was better than. I mean, I wanted to have. I made a request video. I requested. I Ran Away. Oh. I knew that they wouldn't play a Runaway because it's a B-side from Marisha Blood to the Head like 10 years ago.
Chris won't remember the lyrics.
Yes.
Won't remember the lyrics.
Exactly.
Will would remember, and maybe he could play it by his own, but yeah, like, the others, I'm not sure about that.
Band members like running away and pun not intended by running away, by the way, but all other members like fleeing and say like, I don't want to play that song, like this is not me anymore. But I would like very much. Since we talked about live concerts now, I want to talk a little bit about the future of Coldplay. I mean, now we have Music of the Spheres a month later. Probably when people are going to listen to this, maybe they already have Music of the Spheres, but we don't,
so
be patient. Yeah. We're not in the future. You are privileged to have Music of the Spheres. We don't have Music of the Spheres.
Yeah.
But what are your expectations for Music of the Spheres?
I don't know. I expect so much because Overture, the teasers seemed very surprising and very... It's different. All the snippets sound different, but... in a way they sound very good together.
Yes.
I mean, like, Let Somebody Go and People of the Pride, so different kind of musics, as we heard from the snippet.
Yeah.
But I can imagine that it will sound so perfectly and harmonized in the album.
Yeah, for sure. I really want to listen to all of them, actually, because, I mean, it's Coldplay, I want to listen, of course. But now that they have teased us, on July, by the way, they teased us July for an album that
it's been a long time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've been trying not to listen to Overture because I mean, it would be too much for my anxiety.
Yeah, but... I stopped too. When they first dropped it, I listened to it daily 10 times.
Yes.
But for a week, I stopped. I want to make the album released fresh for me. I mean, I haven't even listened to the My Universe snippet.
Really?
Like the new one.
I have not
listened to anything. I try to avoid.
Have you listened?
I'm not even opening to the. I'm not opening new videos on Twitter because I'm afraid that the song will come out somewhere.
Have you listened to Coloratura?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to listen to Coloratura. I listened because...
Really?
Because, I mean, I saw it like, wow, Coldplay is dropping a 10-minute song that is a closer of an epic album.
Yeah.
There is, like, just the part one of the album. This is going to be massive. I know that. I know that this is going to be massive. I really wanted to have the experience of listening to it as the album closing for the first time.
Actually, I had the same feeling when they said the last song of the album will be released as the single. I was just, okay, maybe I don't know, I want the album closer as the album closer, like, listen to it.
I got a bit mad at that.
But yeah, but then I thought, okay, Everyday Life was also a single, and it was the last song on the album, and it was okay to listen to it before the other songs. Yeah. And I think it was Kyle who said that Music of the Spheres is just the volume one, and we will get more volumes probably.
Yeah.
And Coloratura is the last song on volume one, so it's basically not the last song. You know what I mean?
I got it, but I'm still not convinced. I mean, I listened to the song. I understand Kyle. I agree with Kyle, but I'm like, it's the end of a volume. It's divided in a volume, in volumes one, two, and I don't know, maybe three, maybe.
Yeah.
It's divided in volumes for a reason. And I was like, but then again, I'm not mad at Kyle. Poor Kyle. I shouldn't be talking about him like that. But I'm not mad at Kyle. I'm mad at Coldplay for releasing the album Closer, like a 10-minute song as a single.
They did it with Everyday Life too. Did you listen to Everyday Life?
But it's not a
10-minute song. Yeah, okay, like, you're right.
But I get it. You were right. I'm just crying over that. But yeah, I mean, we have like collaborations with BTS, with maybe even Selena Gomez. We discovered this last day.
That's something people talked about a few weeks ago when they said that they hear a female voice and that somebody goes with it. And yeah, no one really paid attention, or now I can't unhear it. Like,
yeah, when
I directly opened the overture and listened to That Somebody Go, and I could hear Selena Gomez so clearly.
Yes.
I don't know, maybe it's because we we think that it is her. Now our brain wants to hear her voice.
Yes, I mean, some weeks ago, I tweeted that I'm pretty sure that we are going to have a featuring artist, female artist, on Let Somebody Go. I remember, maybe if people are listening to us now laughing at our face, because probably now they will have the album, but
yeah.
Don't be mad at us if you're listening to this and already heard Music of the Spheres. But I listened to that and I tweeted that, like, I'm pretty sure we have a female voice here, and they have not credited the featuring artists yet. I mean, I think that when they release the song, they will write their names on the credits. But
it took them a long time with BTS too. We got the tracks since, I don't know, 2 months now?
Yeah,
on Apple Music. It's just a week. Yeah, yes. It's just a week that we know that BTS officially, that BTS is,
we know that
is
since,
in my universe.
Like, since May.
Since May, yeah. Yeah.
But okay, I will be nice to them.
Yeah.
There is something that I should have asked before, and I'm just saying it right now. That is, how exactly did Coldplay enter your life, and why did you decide that, like, those guys are interesting, I want to be a fan of them? How was that process?
Well,
I know that it's not that simple, like, I want to be a fan of these guys now, so from now on my life is going to change. It's not like that. But
it's not the choice. It's not the choice. It's just happening.
Yes.
Well, it's really, I think it's a funny story, because the way I got into Coldplay is not a usual way.
Wow.
Actually, I am a fan of Bollywood movies. I love the Indian film industry. I don't know. I watch so many Bollywood movies, and I heard about Coldplay like in 2015. I haven't listened to English music very much. I was just listening to Turkish music and Indian music. And yeah, I heard about Coldplay, and just before the Him for the Weekend music video dropped, I heard that a Bollywood actress will be in the video, so I needed to check the video because I liked her as an actor. Then I opened the video, I listened to the song Yeah, well, I actually didn't listen to the song. I watched the video because I was there for the video. And yeah, I liked the song and I liked Beyoncé before. So it was just an interest. It was interesting for me to watch the music of the big band Coldplay. I knew they were big. Yeah. And yeah, so I liked the song after I watched the video. I watched then the interviews and the behind the scenes, and I saw that these guys look fun. So I started watching a few interviews of Apple of Dreams tour. Before I even listened to more songs, I watched some interviews of them. I don't know, it's an instinct of mine. I think it's an instinct of mine. Before I start listening to a band or an artist, I think I gotta make sure if they are nice people. You know what I mean? Yes. I don't want to stand a toxic band.
Great. Yeah. That's a great movement. That's a great choice, by the way. Congrats.
Yeah, so I watched some interviews and then listened to some songs, like some singles like Magic and Sky Full of Stars, Paradise. These were the first songs I listened to. And yeah, I suddenly was a fan just by watching a few videos and some interviews. And yeah, they seemed so cute and nice and funny that I don't know, it didn't took me long to be a fan of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're falling in love very quickly, right? It happens to all of us. I know what you're feeling.
It just happened, yeah. It was meant to be, and I'm very happy. Yeah. I'm glad that it did happen.
Yeah, it's instant love, right? I get your feeling. And like, Coldplay is a band that makes very clear on their albums and on their songs what they think about the world and what they think about art, what they think about people, what they think that how they think politics should be made, and they have very clear statements. And how would you say that Coldplay interfered in the way you see the world, you see people around you and the world as one big thing? Do you think that they changed, or they how can they communicate to this part of non-musical thing of them?
I think it's a great way to speak about things that happening in the world through music, because music is something that connects people, and you could sing about anything. And they choose to sing songs about life, about some emotions, about things that happened, or like politics, like you said. It's a great way to put it in the world, and it makes people think, and that's something important. You know, you should light the fire in people, like to think about, like in everyday life, in the song Guns, about the gun politics in the USA or Trouble in Town. They speak about different topics. Yeah, and that's what makes them great.
And do you think that to you, I mean, can you see someone talking about yourself like that? Something changes, because for me personally speaking, I got, when Everyday Life was released, the song, not the album, I remember I was a very I have told this story here once. I was very into Coldplay's Reddit, and I'm still is, but after I discovered Twitter, I fell in love with Twitter fandom so easily. But I remember a commentary that got stuck in my head that was someone saying, like, I agree with what they're saying. I 100% feel it, but I think it's too simple. And I was like, yes, it is too simple. And that got that stuck in my head. It was stuck in my head, like, those lyrics and everything that they were saying in Everyday Life, this song. And I was like, yeah, that is too simple. And so for a period of time that bothered me a little, but at the time passed by, I was like, you know something, sometimes we forget about how simple some things actually are.
Yeah, and they said the things that had to be said, and yes. No one was saying before. I mean, Coldplay said it in a way which was simple. Yeah, I mean, especially in everyday life, not in other songs, because I think they talk about a topic not so simple in every song, like
yes.
in politics, for example. Or Chris can use metaphors and build the sentence in a great way that it sounds good, and you can look for more than one meaning.
Yes.
But in everyday life, it was put in a simple way just to make it clear, because it is simple what he's talking about, just like make love and not war, you know. That was
yes.
That's the message what I get from Coldplay. He put it in a simple way and it had to be said.
Yeah, well, that's very nice what you said, because yes, I've never thought of Everyday Life as this album, because usually Coldplay has on lyrics that thing of, well, usually you know what they're saying in first hand, but when you listen to the song again, maybe more more opinions and different conclusions can get out of it. Like on Higher Power. Higher Power is a love song, yes, but I feel also something like, I won't say religious, but holy in that song.
Yeah.
You know? Like a love
like
song.
Like church.
Yeah. On church, I mean, I think the religious things in church are more connected to something like, to an actual love song with the metaphor of a church. But
yeah.
I mean, of course, we have space to believe that this is not just a love song to like a woman in, I don't know.
Yeah. And that's Chris's goal.
Yes, for sure.
We can interpret it like we want.
Exactly.
Like how we feel like and how the way we connect with the song.
Yeah, and I like how intentional this is. It's not an accident, you know? Like on Higher Power, I mean, this is very clear on Higher Power, because for me, personally speaking, Higher Power is a love song that is not meant to a person. It's a love song about love, not about the love of a person or to a person. And that for me is so nice, because it's Chris saying how love for him is happiness. Like, I'm so happy I'm alive at the same time as you. And this is a song, like, usually when we talk about love songs on mainstream culture, we have very clearly on the song that this is romantic love. And I know I don't see romantic love being the first goal of Coldplay. And this makes me so happy, because sometimes, specifically, like, on pandemics, 2021, I mean, this romantic love is something that got too confusing sometimes, or for me at least. It's something too complex. You get what I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's something too complex. I mean, maybe that's not the time for seeking romantic love. If you have someone and you're happy with this person, that's 100% okay. But I mean, we are in a pandemic. We still, unfortunately, are in a pandemic. So it's maybe not the time to sing about knowing people and falling in love, because we can't, like, do that the same way as we were doing before pandemic.
He is, or they are encouraging us to love and to spread love.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, that's more than speaking about the person you love.
Yes. I feel like it's less selfish. You know?
Yeah.
Like, they have 100% of idea. They truly know that they are a worldwide band. You rarely are going to see on Coldplay songs pronouns. You rarely see, like, Chris talking about a woman or a man or a specific person. Like, they don't usually use pronouns. And if they use, it's like you or I.
They make it gender neutral. And that's great.
And I mean, this is very nice because of, like, gender identity and having people feel free when they're looking at, when they listen or read the lyrics. But it's also a way to say that we're not overemphasizing romantic love.
Yes.
You know? And then
Chris writes it that way that we can make it to our own song.
Yes.
Exactly. I once listened to a Taylor Swift interview, and the interviewer asked her about Taylor's story. But Taylor Swift said, I don't want to make it about my story. I want everyone who's listening to my songs make it to their own story, that they can relate to the songs. And Coldplay does the same thing in their romantically songs. Like, we can relate to some of them or not. And
we have romantic songs. Like, we have True Love, for example, right? That is clearly Chris saying to a specific person. But we also can see that as just a statement about love, about missing love. Tell me you love me. If you don't, then lie to me. We can also see that song as a song about non-correspondent love, not a song that was made for a specific person. And I think this is very nice.
With Higher Power, I mean, everyone is happy to be at the same time as someone else, and everyone can say it to their own people they love, you know?
I feel like Higher Power was written to the fans. I have this strange feeling, like, he's telling us he's happy to be alive and with us, with people.
Oh, that's cute, yeah.
That's cute.
We are the ones who should be glad, or we are actually glad to be alive at the same time.
Yeah, it's so mutual.
A band by Coldplay, yeah.
Yes, and I truly feel like they feel that. I feel like they know that it's mutual. It's something that they can have it back. And it's just so beautiful. And again, we go back to the beginning. It's so nice to be a fan of a band that creates alien languages for us, right? Yeah. That creates codes. And this is not only on Music of the Spheres. Coldplay works with codes since X and Y. So they write things in codes on X and Y. So the cover of X and Y, that is an album from more than 10 years ago, almost 15, by the way. More than 15. Oh my God, X and Y was 15 last year. Wow.
Yeah, right. We celebrated it.
Yeah, we celebrated it on Twitter. I remember that. So it's, I think the perfect way to close this conversation is this, like, what a time to be alive and what a band to create a conversation.
We are actually lucky.
We're actually happy. I mean, and this is Twitter era for Coldplay. They are answering people on Twitter, and they are really connected. Like,
I mean, it couldn't be better than Phil replying to us, or the others did some.
Yeah, they made a Q&A last month. I don't remember when was it. I think it was June or July, and actually, Will answered me, and I got so happy. I was like,
really? Oh my God!
Yes, I asked him a very silly question. I was like, he's not. He's going to laugh at it and go away. But he answered. I asked him if any of the band members made jokes with his name, because Will in English is the auxiliary verb for simple future, right? I'm an English teacher, so that question walked with me since I started teaching. That Will is an auxiliary verb. And I asked, did any of the band members make jokes about your name being an auxiliary verb? And he was like, this is the first time that I listened to that joke. So I was like, oh my God, I messed with Will for the first time. I hope he doesn't hate me.
Don't mess with me, Will. He will not hate us. I mean, he laughed for sure.
He laughed for sure. So Tucci, thank you very much to have you here. It was so nice to talk to you.
Thanks for having me. Thanks very much. It was very lovely.
Oh, it was lovely. Thank you. It will be very nice. I hope to see you again someday around here. Do you have anything to say to finish the podcast?
Just that I love Coldplay and that I love Coldplay Twitter, and I hope we will see each other in a Coldplay concert very soon.
Yes, that's it. So thank you very much. Hope to see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Code Talks. This podcast is hosted, produced, and edited by me, Rodrigo Saminis. I also made the soundtrack of the show, which is original since season 2. Graphic design is made by Luiz Eduardo Pinheiro. I ask you please to rate the podcast and follow us in the platform that you're listening to. It helps us a lot. Also, if you like CodeTalks and want to support the show, please consider buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/CodeTalksPod to donate whatever you want. Also, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CodeTalksPod, P-O-D. Thank you very much and see you next week.